Managing Director of Taylor's Port, Adrian Bridge, takes us through another of the 20 steps to making port. Tonight, cooperage, the art of making and maintaining casks and barrels.
Good evening, it's Adrian Bridge from Taylor's Port once again, and tonight we're talking about cooperage. We've discussed a little bit of the small casks used for aging tawnies and how, because they're moved each year, the coopers have the very important task of repairing them all the time. Probably out of the 10,000 casks that we've got, at any one moment there's about 300 in repair. Now, much of our port, the LBVs, the reserves, things like the Taylor's First Estate, those are aging in the large vats that take 20, 30, 40,000 litres. Now, those are not moved each year, they're not taken apart, they're simply sitting there. And in fact, the oldest vat that we've got in the company dates back all the way till 1740. But they do have to be maintained and looked after, and so the coopers will inspect them. Each vat will be inspected at least once a month to make sure that there's no leaks and no small damages and no repairs required. Fortunately, they very seldom are, because one of the great things about storing in these wonderful large vats is that they remain in condition and can be used year after year after year.